Welcome to the One Big Thing Podcast, where inspiration meets transformation. Welcome to the One Big Thing Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Campbell. Very excited for this conversation. It's about 30 minutes today with Josiah J.J. Harling. He is an author of the book Stride, which is helping people discover their purpose. And that is the culmination of his One Big Thing today, helping people find purpose. And we're going to unpack over the next 30 minutes how he can help you as a listener start to discover your purpose, become fully alive. So you're not going to want to miss this episode of the One Big Thing Podcast. Welcome to the One Big Thing Podcast. I am your host, Steve Campbell. Awesome, awesome interview today. I'm excited about. I got Josiah Harling, known as JJ, on with me. Mutual friend of my good buddy, Peter Engler. As always, asking previous guests, who do you know in your world that can help change somebody's life? And JJ was one of the top ones on the list. For those of you that are tuning into the One Big Thing, got a new style format, condensing these shows from an hour down to 30, 35 minutes, making it super impactful, giving you some real life practical takeaways and why. I serve as the chief brand officer at the company I work at. I've been in marketing for almost a decade, protecting brands, telling stories a part of my life, but I'm also a husband and dad to four young kids. I know that your time is limited, and I want to make sure that if you are in your car listening to this or at the gym, within 30 minutes, you're going to get at least one big idea that can help you move the ball forward and give you permission here at the beginning to know maybe whether this title is your cup of tea or not. Just take 30 minutes with us. Listen to it. I think JJ is going to help change your life. So JJ, for those that don't know you, why don't you just give us an introduction as to who you are?
Yeah. Steve, thanks for having me on this podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. As you said, my name is Josiah, but I go by JJ, and I run an organization. It's a faith-based nonprofit organization called Compel Global. We help people tie in with opportunities for impact all over the world, and I've had the privilege of traveling to many different countries. I'm looking at a map above my computer over here, and it's such a joy to be able to see really redemptive work that's happening on all corners of the planet. More importantly, a husband to my beautiful bride, Shayna, and a father to our two boys, Joshua and Theo. So we're in the trenches with you, man. We understand what it's like having limited time and feels like life is always on the go.
Well, I got a Joshua myself, and I just love the name Theo, and that's probably because I got a weird bend towards Theo Vaughn, who's a comedian. But this show is called The One Big Thing. Josiah and I talked about it at the beginning. Hey, man, we got 30 minutes to rock somebody's world. So JJ Harling, if I asked you, what is your one big thing, what would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that question. And the one big thing for me is helping people discover purpose, right? The one big thing is purpose. And it comes from, obviously, I'm a man of faith. I take great inspiration from the Bible. The book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, we are his handiwork. We are God's handiwork, created for good works, which were prepared in advance for us to do. It means we got a job to do. We are here on this planet to do good. So I want to help people discover what that looks like. Really want to be the guide that can come alongside you and help you discover that deeply ingrained sense of purpose for your life.
Yeah, and I've always shared since the inception of the show that I never started the One Big Thing to be a faith-based podcast. But obviously, if I have guests that faith is near and dear to their heart, I give them the space to explore it. So yeah. As a listener asking permission of you, even if faith is not a part of your life, who wouldn't want to love to discover purpose to some degree in our life? And we were created on purpose for a purpose and coming fully alive. That was something a prior guest of mine, Brett Magpiong, talked about, is that you can have breath in your lungs, but really not be living. And in the world that we are in today, 2024, I think all of us would raise our hand and say, I want to feel like I'm living my life. I want to feel like I'm alive, and discovering purpose is a part of that. So we don't just realize that we need to discover purpose. Usually there's an implementation and a self-discovery ourselves. So talk us through, how did we get to this one big thing and kind of what are the life lessons along the way?
You know, I love that. I love that question because there is a backstory. But so many of us, myself included, we've been in these places where what we feel we've been designed for is not where we are. And there's a dissonance there. There's a disconnect. And so for me, it's about closing that gap and really guiding people through a process or a framework to embrace what they were made for. As a young adult, I actually remember right after college working painting houses. And, you know, there's something noble and truly honorable about just doing work with your hands. And that's great. I was never really a good house painter, but I found a huge disconnect feeling like there was a lot more I had to give. Hmm. And what I was doing at that point was not utilizing that or stewarding what had been placed in my hand, you know? And so I began to crave impact. And I want to speak on that real briefly, because impact is something that can be really dangerous. When we crave impact, if we go overboard on that, then we build our worth on impact, and that's not where we want to be, right? Mm-hmm. But what does it look like to be satisfied and impactful while not basing your worth on those two things? And that's what I began to crave, realizing that I had been given gifts, talents, abilities, even experiences, even some painful experiences that were all intended to be used for something. And it was not getting that satisfaction by painting buildings. So it set me off on a journey. I ended up actually going down to New Orleans right after Katrina, a couple weeks after Katrina, to do some hurricane relief. And let me tell you, that's wild. You go from painting, you know, a 10,000 square foot mansion in Colorado to handing out water and basic essentials for people that were literally living day to day, and their entire world had been ripped apart. And you realize what value there is in service, and you realize you're made for more, ultimately to bring hope into the world. And so that's kind of what led me into this trajectory, and how that looks. And so I started doing a little bit of research on lives that are impactful. You know, whether that's in scripture, whether that's in different biographies, different autobiographies, different stories about people who have lived impactful lives. And I began to learn that there were some core components of impact. And maybe some of these are even a little bit counterintuitive. All right. So the first one is that I learned that those that are impactful distill value from their stories. What I mean by that is they don't just spend their time making a list of their accomplishments, otherwise known as a resume. Instead, they look at even their pain points in their story, and they start distilling value from their pain points of their painful experiences. That's a game changer, because it's so different than what we normally think prepares us for the future. But if you really want to have a life that leaves an impact, I want you to distill value from those painful experiences. Actually, I could rattle through all six of these, Steve, but I think I want to honor your original question, which is how we got into this.
That's good, man. Let me share this with you. There was a book that I read, Bill Johnson. He's a very well-known pastor out in Bethel. He wrote a book on spiritual significance. And one of the things that caught me in that book is kind of this idea of impact, like you said. You can have somebody like Jesus, who obviously made an impact on the world. We know that he was a real person, a figure, but you also have Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler also made an impact on the world. And so this word impact, it can have two very different meanings to it. And so I think when you also have the ability to travel as a missionary, to see other parts of the world, my wife and I had gone to Africa in 2019 for 12 days, changed my life. Just seeing the depravity, and it wasn't that Africa was depraved, but certain parts of where we went, and just the humbleness people had living day to day, kind of Katrina seems like a lifetime ago, but yet when that was going on in the world, it was, you know, it will never get worse than this. Life is constantly sensational right now, to the point that life will never get worse than it is right now. But yet in the midst of that, whether it's the Bible, where we are today, you as an individual listener today, with these points that Josiah is going to walk through, even that first one of distilling value, the media and everybody out there wants you to believe that you are a victim to life happening to you, that there is always somebody out to get you. And when you're hurt, when you have pain in your life, somebody else probably caused it to you. Therefore, you have every right to feel bad about yourself. But to your point, that very first one, some of the most painful things I've ever gone through in my life were some of the most revealing launching pads to where I am today. That looking back in the moment, would I have ever said and raised my hand, God, let me go through this? Absolutely not. But now looking back and seeing the graciousness of God's hand on my life, I use those pain points as reminders for how good God is and how he used all things together. So I love that idea of understanding purpose starts with kind of step one of distilling value. Yep. Partner, you have every right to go through the next five of these if you want to. Absolutely. And I'll just follow your lead. And let's give people six really impactful points. So the first one is distilling value. Yep. Talk to me then about number two.
Yeah, absolutely. So distilling value from your story. Okay. Then number two is going to bring you into your triggers. And these are really the things that upset you. And as I began to look at these people who have lived lives of tremendous impact, they embraced emotion rather than kind of dismissing it. You know, oftentimes we devalue the role of emotion, but there's, yep, there's real significance to that. What breaks your heart? And obviously you want to find something that not only breaks your heart, but also breaks the heart of God, right? As a person of faith, you look at Isaiah chapter 58, it talks about the different needs in the world, the different areas of brokenness in the world. What personally breaks your heart and also breaks the heart of God? Where is there injustice and where do you lean in? All right, so your triggers are a really important part of this. Okay, moving on from your triggers, you get into the things that you need to release. And this one is a little bit interesting because all of us are carrying these things, whether they're an addiction to image, whether it's toxic expectations we have of what life should look like or what we think God should do or shouldn't do, we got to walk through a process of release. And so I think that is a key for moving forward with an impactful life. Then you get into I, which is your identity. These are the things that we've all heard about, your strengths. You take a strengths assessment or a gifts profile or a personality assessment. But what are the strengths that you actually bring to the table and the skills that you bring to the table? D is a sense of direction, and E is a sense of endurance. And if you're following along, you realize that I've spelled out an acronym, which is the word STRIDE. I actually have a book coming out next month by that title. And it's a coaching framework that I've built on helping people move forward when they feel stuck with regards to their vocation, their relationships, and their spiritual journey. And it's based on these six pillars.
So if I'm a good host and I'm following here, is S for stories, T is for triggers, R is for release, I is for identity, D is for direction, E is for endurance.
Nailed it, Steve. Well done.
All right. And I think when you say triggers, guys, we're not talking about you hate the sound of the way your partner chews food. You don't like traffic. Like triggers is not, dude, I'm triggered. You know, something triggers is more of probably an awareness. Absolutely. That there are certain times when your hair stands on your arms, yeah, that you want to call it Spidey sense, I want to call it the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. There are certain things that when you see and experience as a human, stop you in your tracks, right, whether that is child abuse, right, whether that is social injustice. Right. There are certain things that begin to eat away, like someone's got to do something about this. And I think what's hard today is, maybe the media wants you to care about everything and all things, and I love that. But there are certain things, and you are not broken if certain stories tend to pull at you more than others. Like, if you are somebody who really has a hard time in children that are abused and that's your thing, that's okay. Maybe you're wired that way. But that doesn't mean that maybe then you don't care so much about wars or other things. Like, so I think when you talked about identifying strengths, I also want to encourage every single listener, whether you're a person of faith or not, you have a strength. You have strengths inside of you. No matter what anyone has ever spoken over you, whether it be a spouse, God forbid, or a parent, whether you've been in a season of just self-doubt, there is something inside of you that God has placed inside of you that He wants to use to change the environments and communities in which you live. So even if you just feel like, gosh, I don't feel like I exemplify any of this, talk to us then about this Stride book that's going to be coming out. By the time this episode releases, the book will be in publication. What made you, because I think this is interesting too, for those that have felt like, whether it's God or just their intuition, I've always wanted to write a book, I got something to say. What was that process for you like, JJ, from like conceptually, these are ideas I keep running through my head, I've kind of got an idea about it, to writing a book? How did you get to the point of saying like, I'm going to pursue this?
Yeah. You know, it really is the fruit of quite a few years of wrestling with these exact concepts myself, and coaching mm-hmm. people through them. And so I've been a professional coach for the last 20 years, helping people navigate a personal sense of mission. And that, I mean that in the broadest way possible. You know, what is their driving mission? And as I've helped people begin to discern how to take action, aligning their lives with a personal sense of mission, these concepts just came out over and over and over again. Okay, so you think about that, the S in Stride, that idea of story. Whenever I would talk to people that I was coaching and they would hand me a resume, it was the list of their accomplishments. Mm-hmm. But then I would ask them to tell me their story, and out came the different pain points in their journey. Out came these things that had shaped their values. That stuff never shows up on a resume, but that truly is what equips you for an impactful future. So we're gonna talk about that. You know, we're going to look at all of these different six components, but I realized that in the process of coaching, helping people discern, you know, their perspective on these six components, takes the identity piece for the letter I. Identity based on your strengths. We've all read the book Strength Finders, and there was kind of this trend a few years ago that you want to play to your strengths and that should solely direct your next steps. Well, what about these other five components? Because they're all a really big part. And your strengths are just as kind of a 1/6 of the total equation. And so we want to be able to look at all of that stuff. That's really how God leads us into our next chapter. And so people that are in transition, people that are feeling stuck where they are, recognizing that that's not where they want to be, this book is for you. This book will kind of unlock the next steps of action to move you forward.
Let's take a break to hear a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Cutthroat College Planning Podcast. If you have a college-bound student living at home, then you won't want to miss this show. Hosted by Kayla Record and Hector Lopez, these two are going to challenge the mindset that college is just the most obvious next logical step for all students. Whether it's trade schools, the military, or even higher ed, this podcast will help students and parents both plan for life after high school, learn tips and tricks for the college application process, as well as just how to get the most from upcoming college visits. Don't leave your kids in a future financial mess. Start listening to Cutthroat College Planning Podcast today, available on all major podcast platforms. Well, and I think adding, you know, a level of, you know what you're talking about. You know, if I just had JJ on and you just were a guy that just kind of wrote a book because you had this sense, like you got 20 years worth of coaching and conversations with people. So I think what's cool is we could put a little bit of an authority on, you kind of know where you're coming from in this. And I think, you know, that's my heart for this show, is whether it's a book that can change your life, go by Stride. You know, we'll put information in the show notes. You could be one book away from breakthrough in your life. It could be anything. It could be a podcast. It could be a way of exercising, a way of dieting. You don't have to stay where you are. But that point that you just said, if you are somebody that in your heart of hearts knows you're not doing all that you're meant to do, but you don't even know what it is that you want to do, you just know that the season you're in, the feelings you feel, there's got to be more to this, then maybe Stride is the thing for you that can at least get you thinking about it. And if I think through kind of this idea of a story, you know, I think people are sometimes afraid to acknowledge the things that have happened to them because of shame or feeling unworthy. Sometimes things happen to you that are so far beyond your control that you didn't ask for. And the amazing thing about our life is we don't necessarily compartmentalize who we are. Your story really could be the thing that helps you become the best employee or the best husband or the best spouse. So one thing that my wife and I always talk about too is, I think sometimes as things happen to us, we don't always ask God or in prayer time, meditation, whatever, self-reflection, emotional intelligence, like why is this happening right now? Sometimes we are just feel like life is punching us in the face over and over again, and we just kind of deal with it. You know, you take a punch, you get up the next day, you go. But one of the things that has helped me personally is when something is happening to me, taking it to God in prayer and asking Him, is there anything that you want to show me as to why I'm experiencing what I am? What I have found in that experience is sometimes I'm going through things that aren't really for myself, but it gives me context for what somebody else I'm dealing with and what that's looked like in my life as being out in the community or having a conversation with somebody and they're going through a difficult time. Well, all of a sudden I have something I went through that I can add value to their life. So there may be things in your life right now that aren't you sinned and you did wrong, so God is punishing you. But I think God wants to, this is the amazing thing about being a Christian and a believer, is the realizing that God created us to help other people. And He uses us as instruments to be the answer to many other people's prayers. If you've never gone through things, then it's very hard for you to ever step into somebody else's story and say, I've been there. And so bringing these to light in your experience, JJ, and writing this book and 20 years of coaching, to have somebody break out of a season that they're in, like, are there any, you know, obviously going to buy the book, but are there any other like initial baby steps that if you were coaching and you had a listener get on with you right now, a call in and say, JJ, like, help me. What are some initial steps that you think somebody could take to start to rewire, rewrite the story that they're kind of going through?
Yeah. You know, let me get to that in just a second, but I want to speak to what you just said, Steve, because there's this, we talk about story. There's this sub-narrative of your story. And this is how I would categorize you to or help you think through your own story, is that there's really three segments. Okay. So segment one of your story is victim. Okay. What have you endured? And, you know, oftentimes we make the mistake of allowing victim to become the complete narrative. It's not. It's just section one. And that's a really important piece. Right. So but we need to acknowledge pain is pain. Pain is really hard. And I want to give a voice to that pain. But the goal is to move from victim to survivor first. OK, there's this beautiful image in Japanese pottery. There's this thing called kitsugi, which I realize is kind of crazy, but it's pottery that's intentionally broken into all these shattered pieces. And then it's restored to wholeness using a glue. That glue happens to be gold, and it becomes this masterful work of art, okay? So what does it look like to find wholeness, to find healing as a survivor, right? To move from victim to survivor. That's section two, okay? But then, frankly, our churches and our world are filled with survivors right now. People who have worked through their stuff, they've found healing. Thank God, I've worked through all my brokenness. Now I'm whole and I can move on with my life. But we miss the point that there's a third section, which is sent one. And what that means is that the very pain points that you've found healing in now are intended for serving others. Mm-hmm. All right. And again, take that image of the pottery. It's shaped into a bowl, which at its heart is an instrument of hospitality and service, right? So what does it look like for you to allow those pain points that God has healed now to become a key part of how you serve the world? That's the transformative journey. That's the narrative that we want to have, you know, really for our story. And so, you know, to answer your question about just practical tips, or what would I suggest for people as they begin, obviously, buy the book. In the end of the book, there is a coaching guide. So there's a link to a website where you can download this coaching guide. And it will help you internalize this journey for yourself. It's called the Stride Workbook. And it is an internal dive that you can go through with loads of reflective questions to actually begin to put pen to paper and write out these different components, how they look in your own life. But begin to wrap your head around, what does it look like for me to take those points where I was a victim? What does it look like for me to find healing here, again, through God? And then what does it look like for me to serve others using those very same pain points in my own journey?
Well, partner, if we can figure out how to get every listener the one big thing to move through that journey of victim to healing to serving others, we might change the world one person at a time. And I think you've probably experienced this in coaching from a standpoint of what you do, but I've coached kids. I've coached kids in sports. And as a coach, part of, you know, you get 6, 7, 8 year olds that are all across the spectrum of athleticism.
Oh yeah.
As a coach, if you try to engage every single athlete on your team that they all know what they're doing and they all have the same strengths or they all have the same skill sets, one, you're setting them up for failure. And two, you're never going to know how to actually extrapolate the best of what they can give. Sometimes literally at this stage, you get a kid who doesn't have a ton of athleticism, but he's a rah-rah kid. And you need him to be the hype man every single game. Sometimes you get the kid that can throw a ball 90 miles an hour. Sometimes you get the kid that can hit. Part of your job as a coach is to understand, like, what are the skill sets that each one brings to a table? And when you're in coaching or you're dealing with individuals, I think part of it is not just being a victim, healing, and serving. But when you get to that serving standpoint, God has wired you, listener, uniquely. That's different from JJ. That's different from myself. The enemy, the devil, Satan, will make you believe that unless you have a podcast like JJ and Steve, then you're not really shaping the world. There is always this comparison trap that once you begin to figure out, like, okay, I'm here to serve others, that there's a very real enemy that will want to delimit or diminish who you are and what your capacity is. I think the unique thing is understanding, God, how have you wired me and what are my strengths so that I know that my strength may be literally just hospitality and genuinely having people to my home and serving them. For others, it's a gift of speaking. For others, it's a gift of coaching. For others, it may be artwork. And so I think part of it is pondering and thinking about, once you get to this stage, God, what is it that you want me to do? And what does that look like? And maybe it's just simply going, and if you have a hunch that you might be gifted in something, serving in your church, serving in your community, volunteering, just try it. Yep. Try it and do something. But I think what I have found, JJ, from all of these episodes doing it with people, is there is a life that you want to live that you may not be living. And many times the step to getting to that life is just doing hard things and starting to do something. So maybe for you today as a listener, purchasing Stride, that's out now, could be the great next step in your life. But partner, we're pretty close here to about the 30-minute mark. Is there anything that we left off the table that you would want to say to a listener to kind of bring this episode to a close?
Yeah, you know, there's a really interesting thing that happens in the book of Exodus. If you remember, Moses, you know, connects with God at the burning bush, and God is giving him this big, marvelous plan. And Moses is saying, not me, you know, I'm not the right guy, right? I don't have what it takes. And he doesn't. He's in the desert because he's a screw up. He's failed on a whole bunch of really important things. Everybody hates him. Everybody wants to kill him. And he's watching his father-in-law's sheep. And God asks this incredible question through the burning bush. He says, Moses, what's in your hand? And Moses had a staff in his hand. And then God said, throw it down. And it transforms absolutely everything. He asks the same question of us today. You know, you want to know, or you want to get a handle on what the future looks like. I think God is asking that same exact question to you and I today. What's in your hand? That means your experiences, your past, your skills, your abilities, even the things that you wish you could move on from and sweep under the rug, all of that. What's in your hand? And what does it look like to throw it down for the sake of serving others? Really excited to see how this book, how this resource, how this conversation helps steer your life and your journey, and hopefully we can bring some value.
Yeah, and I think you know, in 2024, we're not walking around with shepherd staffs. So if you're not like, got it, what's in my hand? Maybe a great place to start would to be, you know, sit down with a cup of coffee, carve time out, not distracted, not with your kids, 30 minutes, cup of coffee, whatever you need to do, and just begin to write down everything that comes to mind that's like within your control. It could be your home. It could be your job. It could be volunteering. It could be relationships that you have. And what God may call you as the staff in your hand may be very different from mine. Absolutely. So let's say you want to become a better manager at your company, and you think that the soccer team that you're coaching has nothing to do with that. You would be surprised at how God will use you over here with these kids to teach you life lessons that will actually transition yourself into work. And I think sometimes we just want to like stare at the thing and believe it. It's almost like those images we had as kids that was like, you know, crazy art. And if you stared at it long enough, you saw a rocket ship. I think sometimes we look at our problems or the mountains in front of us and believe that if I just focus on this more, that I'll figure out how to do it. But many times the uniqueness of God and his grace is that he will use other areas of our life to bring the resources that are within our reach, within our hands, but that we have to go do faithfully. And that was one thing that our pastor just said to us recently, that no one is promoted by doing nothing. Yeah. Any person that you looked at in the Bible that God promoted or used mightily was doing something. God called them in the middle of them doing something to do something even greater. It wasn't them waiting around, waiting on God, doing nothing every single day, not being profitable, not going out working, not trying as a parent and just hoping their kids parent themselves. It was them in the best of the information that they had today doing what they thought they should do, and God interjected into their life. Yeah. You and I have no idea on this episode whenever God is going to step into our story in an even greater way. Of all the guests that I've had on my show, when you talk to them about the big breakthrough in their life, it was never they did all these things and then on October 30th, breakthrough happened. It was I went about doing the things that I felt I was supposed to do, and then one day randomly something happened because I was in position to have an open door of opportunity. So if you feel stuck right now, a couple of things leaving you with today. Stride is out now. You can get it. We'll put the notes, show notes, just to buy a copy of it. As you had talked about, moving from victim to healing to serving others, what an incredible breakthrough. But also, we'll put contact information for JJ in the show notes if you want to get in contact with him. But of this idea of helping people discover purpose as the one big thing, I hope that you folks can take this, run with it. We'll get you information for JJ. But partner, I appreciate Peter for putting you and I in contact. I think you were masterful here as a guest on The One Big Thing. And just want to appreciate you taking the time to connect with me today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Steve. I really appreciate it. Love what you guys are doing.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Well, I loved that conversation with JJ today. Super inspiring, even for me as the host of the show, helping people discover their purpose. You can go out and pick up a copy of Stride Today by JJ. It can help inspire you. It's out available. We'll have information in the show notes. If we can help you discover your purpose and become fully alive, then job well done. And again, if there are guests or topics you do want to hear from, please get in contact with me. You can head over to nqrmedia.com. That's nqrmedia.com. There's a landing page for The One Big Thing and a contact button for me. Send me topics, send me guests. I would love to bring you resources that can help you move the ball forward. So as always, thanks for being my guest on The One Big Thing podcast. And until next time, here's where inspiration meets transformation.